This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. and China are in a high-stakes competition over who will dominate the most important technologies of the 21st century. And in some arenas, the U.S. is already losing. This is the observation from a new report from Harvard's Belfer Center. Some of the key technologies that play include artificial intelligence, 5G, quantum information science, semiconductors, biotech, green energy. China already leads in several areas, 5G infrastructure, certain areas of quantum technology, facial and voice recognition. The authors argue the U.S. needs to invest a whole lot more in a range of technologies. Graham Allison is one of the authors of the report. He's a professor of government at the Harvard Kennedy School. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when we talk about this race for technology, why is it important? What ultimately does the U.S. lose besides pride if it's not number one in cutting-edge technology?
Good question, and it obviously differs from one arena to the next. But first, the nation that dominates 5G has the access to that information in a way that would advantage it. So there's advantages in intelligence, just to take an example. Secondly, in the AI space, if you have a more effective AI system that basically can get a piece of military equipment, for example, in air-to-air combat to respond more rapidly than the pilot of the adversary's plane, you win. So these have military applications. Finally, they have huge economic implications. If you try to think of what's the impact on the U.S. of having been the tech leader in advanced technologies the last 20 years, and now we have companies like Google and Apple and many others that have accounted for a lot of American economic growth. So this has big implications, economic, security, and other.
Basically, what I hear you saying is that this competition for technology is a competition for the future economic prosperity of anyone living in this country.
Prosperity and security.
The Chinese government has used every tool at its disposal to drive its development in these technologies, subsidies, scholarships, investment, state-sponsored industrial espionage. The U.S., on the other hand, even with one party in control, can't seem to pass just one bill, like the CHIPS Act, that would push investment in basic science and semiconductors. That doesn't look like a good sign.
A diplomatic understatement. So I think it would be actually an interesting analytic piece to do to say whether, as one watches China's extraordinary success in overtaking us in so many arenas, how much of that is as a result of China's wise choices and how much as a result of our dumb choices? And I think you could probably write either side of that case.
Mm. Well, so I mean, how should the U.S. work to protect its position and spur development in key technologies? How do we do that when China is working so hard?
If we look at the arenas in which the U.S. has been greatly successful and basically has actually been the world's technology leader ultimately since World War II, there have been combinations of wise government investments. So first, the U.S. government has invested wisely in the education of people in these arenas. Secondly, the U.S. has welcomed people born elsewhere. Because if you go around Silicon Valley, if you look at the leaders of the companies, half of them were not born in the U.S. or their parents were not born here. Thirdly, we need to get out of our own way. I mean, in the 5G space, basically the companies that should have been playing a leadership role decided to do entertainment rather than infrastructure. And yes, there's less money to be made in rolling out base stations and cores for 5G. So that's a place where, again, there's an opportunity for government and business to work together.
Graham Allison is professor of government at the Harvard Kennedy School. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.